Free at last, thank God Almighty, we are free at last. Ooh, that's a hell of a way to start this one. Yeah, guess what? It's a Howling with the Wolf, direct from the house in the wolf's den. Guess who just bought Twitter? You heard the rumors. You heard the stock bought and the acquisition of Twitter is now solely owned by Elon Musk. All right, now before everyone gets in a bitch twist about right and left and all this kind of stuff, again, I am the Grays from Futurama, where I have no opinion one way or the other. Actually, I do. I have a lot of opinions, but I don't tell people, or I don't side with one thing more than the other. I do tend to sound more conservative than other people, but when I'm around other conservatives or people that say they're conservatives, they're just a bunch of hillbillies wanting to fight about shit. Or when I'm around my gay friends or people that like to be inclusive and bubble wrapped and all that, everything's fine until they get drunk and, you know, starting to flirt and then say, it's okay, I'm allowed to do that because I'm gay. Like, no, it's not any more than, a guy walking up and grabbing some female's ass or something like that. So I got problems with all y'all. Like I've always said, I hate everybody equally. However, this is just hilarious. You can hear the screams for days. Twitter just exploded, and literally everyone got triggered all at once and started freaking out. Elon Musk bought Twitter. Oh, no. Whatever shall we do? Now people can say mean things, and oh, my God, do you think mean tweets are coming back? Well, actually, they're not. Trump actually said today, hours before the acquisition was official, that he did not plan on returning to Twitter, which is fine. He's got Truth Social. But now there's so many things that are just hilarious. When all of the left was making fun of people when Biden won the presidency, they were making fun of them because they were leaving to go to Discord, which didn't work out, or they would leave to go to Parler, and that, you know, got shut down pretty quick and became like a, I don't know, the whole racist thing. I think it's just a trendy word now, but it became like a haven for racists, apparently, I guess. I don't know. And then there was another one that came out that was actually like one of Trump's administrators or someone on his whatever started his own thing, and he was trying to get Trump on there, and all the conservatives jumped to that, and that didn't work. And then Trump finally announced his thing with Truth Social. I mean, this is the thing about Trump. He's a businessman and a billionaire. Yeah, he's filed for bankruptcy. Yeah, he pisses a lot of people off, but he tries. He's like Gene Simmons. He'll make a business out of anything, and if it fails, chalk it up, sell it, and let someone else deal with it. That's the American way. It was all about buy and sell, buy, sell when it's hot, acquisition, destroying properties, and buying up small businesses to become corporations and then destroying it all and laughing when you take in all the stocks. Like, that's just who he was and the era that he was in his prime with. But all these liberal and leftists and people like that were making fun of conservatives when Trump didn't win, they're like, we're leaving, we're going to we're not doing TikTok, we're going to Parler, we're going to Truth Social, we're doing all these things. And you know what? The few that did came back to Facebook like, I don't know, a couple weeks later. Well, even back it up. Remember when all the liberal people were saying, oh, we're going to move to Canada. If Trump wins this election, there's no way I'm staying in this country. He'll do all these things. He'll start World War III. He'll start a famine. If Trump gets in office, we'll have inflation and war and all these things. And zero of that happened. In fact, the only thing remotely close to that is happening in 2022, which just happens to be in Biden's era. What? Ninja, please. All right, so I just love sitting back and watching everybody fight. I think it's hysterical. Nobody cares about Will Smith anymore. He had his week. Everybody just about got banned on Facebook for posting turd and shit memes in regards to Johnny Depp and all that with Amber Heard. I mean, the funniest one I saw was, you've heard of Elf on a Shelf, now here's Heard on a turd. I mean, that's fucking hysterical. But now we're all going to forget about that because everyone is screaming and crying, Elon Musk bought Twitter. Now my rights aren't protected and I can't be in a safe space and they're going to monitor what I say. And isn't that the exact same thing the conservatives were saying? Oh, no, that now that Biden's in office, there all these liberals are going to tell me what I can and can't do and can't say. And God, this just makes no sense. Why does everybody think that their opinion is the only right one? And not only that, if somebody says something you don't agree with, it, you actually, do you know you don't have to respond? I mean, you could block them, you could mute them, or you could walk away or just not comment if they say it to you in person. I don't understand this incessant need to want to fight and argue with people. And social media has literally become a platform for arguing. In fact, there's been several studies out that Facebook and a lot of these social media algorithms are geared towards messing with your, I don't want to say messing with your mind, but it's somehow affecting your moods in a way that they're only going to show you dog death videos one day to see if they can make everybody sad and then watch the posts go in that direction to see if they can kind of control what's going on. And I think that's what everyone is afraid of. They were so happy with this whole COVID thing and missing information and fact checkers. Like, these people enjoyed living in a world being told that they're wrong. And so many people argued over the dumbest things. They would, you know, you're not a doctor sitting at home reading an article on Google. I understand that. But you're also not a coach of a football team sitting there in your chair watching football. Yet you still have an opinion about that. Does that mean your opinion's wrong? No, you might not be a professional coach, but you may have had a better idea. Does that mean you should shoot horse cum up your ass and make that work for your shot? Probably not. Does that mean you should inject bleach or whatever the hell they thought? I mean, the guy, Trump joked about things a lot. He was sarcastic. He would say things off the cuff, but at least it's better than calling some guy from the hockey league Batman. Did you see that today? Or getting scared to death when the Easter Bunny comes up. When you start talking about Afghanistan and what's going on over in Ukraine and with Russia, and the Easter Bunny has to come up and correct you and tell you not to talk about it, yeah, we've got some cognitive problems there that we really need to stop voting in old, retired white men to run this fucking country. And again, I talk more about politics just because it's an arguable point of view. I will still tell everyone I'm just not political. I think it's the dumbest thing in the world to allow someone else to govern over you. Where we went from cavemen to building our homes and a place for our family to grow up with our own farms, and went from paying the government on a land that we didn't even own for the right to exist, it makes zero sense. We could all defend ourselves. Everybody could just back off. If you really wanted a utopia, you should have just not had the government to begin with. Because the government is just rich and powerful people trying to take money from you via taxes. And when they try and help, they'll give you a little bit of that back, but only to take back twice as much later. I've talked about this before, where I was in a really good age group, where it seemed like everything that I grew up with or everything that everyone is into now was created in my lifetime. I know that's not saying much because our grandmas and parents and whatnot grew up with the toaster and the microwave being the new fandangled thing, and they thought they ruled the world. But everything that controls the world right now was created in my lifetime. So the internet, smartphones, beepers, pagers, PDA, Palm Pilots, remember all those things? But they seem to sort of have like a 2-year lifespan and then they would disappear. Well, this smartphone thing has been going on 10 years now. This is the new wave. This is the only thing that can change now is if they actually inject a computer chip into your brain or we get the forearm bracers that we can't take off that have all of our digital money and info and whatnot. And it's just, yeah. If there was anything to be afraid of with Elon Musk buying Twitter and owning probably the best space program out there and coming up with green solutions to vehicles, which is hilarious that mostly liberals drive Tesla and they're the ones complaining about him owning Twitter. God, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard, but hey, it is what it is. But I grew up with a budding internet and the advent of social media. And let me tell you, it was great. The 96 era of the internet sucked. You tried to download a picture, you could actually watch it jitter from the top to the bottom, and it would take about 20 seconds to see maybe a 25 kilobyte picture. you know, and we all know what pictures we were looking at. But the internet was fun when it was free speech. And when we got to look up anything we wanted, the whole world was at our fingertips when the internet first came out. I could talk to people in real time in chat rooms. I could check on pictures, look up reference. Everybody had a website, and it was all useful. The internet was such an amazing thing until about maybe 2006. It started going downhill, and then by 2010, it was just... it was nothing but ads, algorithms, and of course, 2009, 2010, it was sort of when Facebook social media started coming around. Because before that, you know, we had MySpace, which was way better than anything that's out there. Okay, so I'm going to go off on a billion tangents here, but this is memory lane for tech nerds and things. Do you remember GeoCities? Remember, everyone had either that or a Homestead website, and it was free. So it would be like artofjasonwolf.homestead.com or whatever your thing was. You could even post a wrestling review page and post screen caps from the Monday Night Raws and Nitro. And I used to download all of them so I could use them for art reference. Of course, you know, maybe if they caught the Nitro Girls at the right angle, you know, I might have saved one or two of them pics too. But hey, whatever. That's what the internet was fucking for. But it was such a wonderful time. Now, because of copyright issue, larger companies have taken those websites down so that you can't have a website of just screen caps from the show. I don't know how that's hurting WWE at all. I still cannot figure that one out. Lords of Pain used to do that. They would have, when I didn't have cable for a while, and at the end of the Monday Night Wars, before WCW folded, or got bought, whatever, you knew it was just going to get put on the shelf anyway. It was great. I would go and check on the results, and, you know, you read it on this black background with white lettering, the HTML, and, you know, ruin your eyesight, but you'd read it, and it was almost like reading an e-fed. Did anybody ever do, like, a role-playing e-fed? That was fun. That was something I used to do back in the beginnings of the internet and budding social medias. And it was cool because then, along with their reviews and the results, you could also click in real time, and they would upload screenshots. So it's not like they were losing money because I got to see these screenshots. I wasn't going to get the pay-per-view anyway. They're actually losing more money now because I don't have to buy any pay-per-view at all because there's a million videos on Twitter the instant something happens on any pay-per-view or wrestling event, you can't get away with anything, or you can't hide anything anymore. Rick Rude can't show up on the same day as Raw on Nitro anymore, because everybody has to be in the fucking know and ruin it for you. Same thing with Lex Luger. I mean, it just there's no more surprises in the wrestling world, or anywhere for that matter. It sucks. But anyway, it used to be more useful and it was more fun. And now you can't get on the internet without it trying to sell you something. And you can't post pictures because everything gets taken down for copyright issues. It isn't fun. I bet you don't even have a personal computer anymore. I bet you everything you have is all on your phone, and you do your bills on your phone. I have 3 personal computers and a printer, believe it or not. I love the old technology, and it's still useful, but I used to spend hours. In fact, I even remember spending so much time on damnyouautocorrect.com. Because it was fun reading everybody's, tweets or things that they would message each other without it being spell checked. Like, it was just hilarious. Nobody goes to .coms anymore. It's all app-based. And I think that's another thing that ruined it. But when social media came out, I've talked about this before, where MySpace was absolutely perfect. In the beginning, you got a profile pic, you got to network, you got to search for your friends, you were allowed to have a screen name, that's an important one, you were allowed to have a screen name or an avatar name and be sort of just anonymous and fun. Now you have to have your real name or Facebook checks you or someone can turn you in and then you get banned for being a fake person. You can't go off of, it's so organized now. It's so ridiculous. I hate everything about today's social media. You can't network. I used to go to shows, or I would travel to a town first, and then, I mean, like Hagerstown, Maryland. I don't know anyone in Hagerstown, Maryland, but I somehow found myself there a lot, or at least on a day or two off layover in between gigs. So I would MySpace people and be like, hey, I'm going to be in the area. I saw your profile song was Rob Zombie. I play that kind of shit. I don't know if, you can maybe tell me where to go, or like, hey, I saw your profile pic was you and a bunch of nerds shit in the background. Like, what's a cool comic shop? And I met a lot of cool people that way. And I'm not just talking like dating. I wasn't doing the creeper thing. But that's what it's become now. If you message anybody, why are you messaging me? Fucking creeper. Guys are, it's a whole nother podcast of complaints right there, where guys are just absolutely shit on. We're not allowed to talk about our feelings. We're not allowed to express our feelings. If we show emotion, it's either toxic masculinity or they laugh at us for crying. And it's absolutely out of control. Yet, because Johnny Depp's your fucking idol, you love the fact that he's bashing Amber Heard, which is amazing. Because we all should. But at the exact same time where I'm thinking we were all going to back Will Smith and be like, fuck yeah, little dude finally got what he deserved. Keep your mouth shut about my, we're already having marriage problems, but keep your mouth shut about my wife's illness and pointing out the fact that she's bald. You know, again, apparently I picked the wrong side on that and everyone sided with Chris Rock. Whatever. But here's the point. MySpace, the social media, everything was so much fun when it first came out because it was useful. When I first got my first smartphone, I was vehemently against it, first of all. My ex, well, she was my girlfriend at the time, was a huge socialite. She had to watch every reality show, was a Kim Kardashian wannabe. Lord knows how I ended up with her, or why she was even interested in me. Oh, the fact that she was a professional couch surfer and lived with me, whatever. But I saw what she did. She was always on her phone, and she was always tweeting and live tweeting. This is back in 2009. You know, this is, she was messaging people and was one of the first people on Facebook. Well, when it was just a rate me, R-A-T-E, for those who don't understand that I can't enunciate like Siri. But she was always on social media, and I hated what it was doing to her. We had zero interaction. It was one of the reasons that we stopped hanging out and eventually broke up, was because she was always on her goddamn phone. She was on the couch watching reality shows, playing on her phone, and that's all she wanted to talk about. She didn't want to hang out. She didn't want to do anything. She was absolutely obsessed with it. So I was against getting one. I had what I thought was cool. I had one of those slide phones, not a Blackberry. It wasn't a Blackberry, but it was one you'd turn sideways and slide it open, and it had the QWERTY keyboard underneath. Man, I loved that thing because I had just come from another slide phone and a flip phone where if you wanted to type the letter S, you had to hit 9-4 times or whatever it was. I'm so glad that era was over. Should have seen me trying to drive and argue and text at the same time while I'm sitting there punching my phone 3,332 times just to get it to say, fuck you. However, I did finally succumb to, getting a smartphone. And for those that know this story, I think it's funny that I wouldn't have got a smartphone or got into social media or modern social media if it wasn't for hookers. They were teasing me in a good way, but also trying to tip me more so I could, first of all, afford one. And they were trying to educate me on social hierarchy and sort of status quos. And they said, if somebody sees you with the new iPhone 5, which was the newest phone at the time, that you would be the awe and admiration of many. And apparently that's worthwhile to some people. As I dart my eyes side to side and scratch my head trying to figure out why. So the girls tipped me a lot, gave me the extra money for it, and they got me the iPhone 5 the day it was released. And the only people in all of Carson City that had the iPhone 5 was me and Dennis Hoff, the owner, and then a couple of the girls. And we thought we were hot shit. Like, we had this new phone. The girls helped me set it up. And before I knew it, they just took the phone, went back in their rooms, and I'm like, fuck, I hope they don't use this as a dildo, but whatever. And they came back out, and they're like, here you go. We signed you up for Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, fucking everything. And I'm like, holy shit, what is that? I mean, they picked my name. They even did everything as Jason Wolf. They knew, you know, I was trying to do art and music and all that. So, like, they had it down. They set me up a profile. I mean, it wasn't like it was today, where you have to put in all your word filters and things that alarm you and all these security checks. It was like profile pic, banner, here's your bio, here's what you like, and then here's your first tweet or your first message. And they did all that, and they showed me how to use it, and you know what, it was kind of fun. Now, to relate this back to the current topic, as they described Twitter to me, they said it was an open world text-based app where you could just tweet your thoughts to everyone in an instant. And I was intrigued by that. Because I was really into text messaging. When that first came out, I was paying like 5 cents a text. And I had a younger, she was like 9 years younger than me, girlfriend. And we would text all the time, and then I got that first like $800 phone bill because we were sending like 100 texts a day. Certainly glad we got unlimited plans after that. But the thought of tweeting people got me excited because I thought I could broaden my horizons. I thought I could get a fan base for my artwork and people could see it. Facebook was sort of faltering. I had paid for an ad, started an Art of Jason Wolf page beyond just my actual profile. And then I had a music profile and a personal profile because people would just spam the hell out of you. Like every single thing, your entire feed would be nothing but shows and come to this concert. And they would just post the exact same thing 20 times a day. But back in the day, if you remember, there wasn't an algorithm and it would just, you would start your day with one Facebook post and then you would go through and it would actually say you've reached the end of your timeline. Do you remember that? Before the algorithms, before all the advertisements, before they controlled everything that you saw, you got to see everybody's posts for the day. And it would take me about a half an hour with 1,000 people. And I could scroll through fast everything and see on there. And then I would do it at night. But what that was doing was training us to be on our phones constantly when we wake up and before bed. They figured out, hey, they can control us through this. Now if we send them the blah, 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 you know, anyway. So Twitter was sort of interesting. I didn't get as much interaction as I thought. I sort of just let it sit there. But the idea was intriguing. Now they went from, God, I think it was like 56 characters where you basically got a sentence to doubling that. I think you get like 120 or 180 characters, something like that, where you get basically the size of a small paragraph. This is even before hashtagging. It was cool, but I don't even think at the time you could even upload pictures. In fact, I remember as soon as you could upload pictures on Twitter, then all the hookers and the porn bots and the spam OnlyFans type things, and it was my free webcams back then. All those came out. So, like I say, I had it, and it was okay, but you really got to post whatever you want. And I don't remember many world issues going on in the early 2000s. I'm assuming it would have been crazy had there been a Twitter or a Facebook around during 9/11, but as far as, I guess I should say the 2010s or whatnot. Anyway, I let my Twitter just stay there. I would go and log in, but other than the interactions with the Bunny Ranch, I was just promoting the girls. I wasn't really doing any promotions for myself. And then, lo and behold, one day I got tagged in something. So I'm probably going to get this wrong, but from what I remember, somebody posted my wrestling roster poster, the blue one, and it started going viral on Twitter, and somebody pointed out from one of my original fans, because I had like maybe 10 or 12 people that were religiously buying every print and everything that I had done off of Facebook. And when I first came out with these things, they were the giant posters that were 18 by 24, but they had the white border on them and all that. Somebody just happened to be on Twitter and then they made mention and I saw my phone started blowing up from Twitter and I was like, what the heck is this? And they finally tagged me and said, oh, that's Jason Wolf's artwork. And Mick Foley picked up on that and retweeted it, and then he put it on his Facebook. So that all of a sudden gave me some validity on Twitter, and it just exploded from there. And I'm sorry, I can't remember who that was, but it wasn't soon after that that Scott Toon found me from Fully Posable and started asking if I'd be interested in doing some shirts. And then that brought me into the Fig Life community. And now here I am making custom figures and shirts for all these podcasts. And it all started just because of that interaction where somebody had found me on Twitter. And like I said, I had some success moderately off of DeviantArt. And then a little bit on Facebook. Instagram wasn't really a thing. Instagram's funny. you're only popular on Instagram so long as you're posting three times a day, are on there commenting religiously. And if I put work in and effort into Instagram, I can make it work, but you can't just let stuff sit. And if I don't post for a couple of weeks and post something, I get maybe 5 likes. But if I post something 3-4 times a day, I'll get 100 likes and then commissions, blah, blah, blah. It's just, it's a full-time job doing Instagram. Twitter, though, has been pretty consistent for me. So I honestly didn't have any complaints about Twitter recently. And I know the main complaint is, you know, the whole freedom of speech thing. Twitter's still one of the only places you can go where they can post nudity. I still follow a lot of the girls and a lot of the porn stars I used to work with. They still post videos and full naked pictures, penetration, whatever. I mean, full-on porn videos. It's allowed. Excuse me, my coffee is making my throat itch. It's not the dreaded vid. The Rona, I don't think that exists anymore. Anyway, I'm going to take another sip of that, take a break, and come back as I fart up a storm over here. My God, I'm gassing myself out over here. Woo! I swear to God, I almost did a shitting with the wolf segment where I'm actually podcasting on the shitter. You know what? That would actually kind of be hilarious. I know I farted on the phone and damn near gave myself pink eye from it one podcast episode. Anywho, Twitter's stayed consistent for me, and I don't know what the problem was. I know there was a lot of fact-checking, and then as soon as Democrats took control of everything and won the presidency and the House and all that BS, they started banning people and opinions they didn't like. That's when I started having a problem with it. You can block someone on your personal page or block someone because you don't like their opinion. That's fine. But because, say for instance, I block Cella Toys because Brian Tipping's an asshole and I hate the people from the UK, or 99.2% of them, that doesn't mean that I should be able to go on your accounts and block them because I've blocked them. And that's kind of what's been happening on Facebook and Twitter, where they believe only one news source needs to be where everyone's getting their information from, and that there shouldn't be a second opinion on anything. And that's not right. You know, and Elon Musk actually made a tweet and said that he hopes his biggest, what did he call him? I'm knocking shit over, farting up a storm. I'm in the office. See why I do this shit when I'm driving? I can concentrate when I'm driving. Fuck me, I'm falling to pieces over here. So Elon Musk said he hopes his biggest critics, was the word I was looking for, stay on Twitter, because that's what free speech is. So he didn't buy Twitter just so that only his opinion can be heard. He didn't buy Twitter to keep himself from getting bullied because he just doesn't need to respond or notice those things. He's one of the richest men in the world. In fact, I appreciate the guy because he knows how to tell a joke and kind of poke fun at people. When they came out with that dumbass pregnant emoji on your iPhones now where a man can be pregnant. I'm sorry, no, they can't. God, we all saw that Arnold Schwarzenegger movie. Fucking people, man. I swear to God. But anyway, he posted a picture and said, if you ever needed a boner killer, and posted that pregnant man emoji next to Bill Gates, who had the same pot belly and the blue shirt. And then, you know, that just spiraled off into this whole thing. He even responded to himself with a picture of some dark cloaked individuals in the darkness that said, the Shadow Ban Council looking over my tweets. And he must have known, because this was like the day or two before it was finalized and he actually bought Twitter. But imagine just sitting there like, you know what, I'm going to buy Twitter today. It's $44 billion. And he's just like, yeah, I think I'm going to buy Twitter. So when he bought the majority of the stocks, and he bought like 12.9% to become a part of the board of directors, and they were trying to stop him from being on that, and that failed. He knew he was going to buy it. We just didn't know. We thought it was like a rumor or a joke or something. And then he comes out today and he's like, yeah, free speech for everyone. And then all of a sudden, yeah, everybody starts getting reinstated. You know, everyone's back. I saw like Michael Caine, Tucker Carlson, all these people. Everyone's back on Twitter now. But again, were they actually suspended? I mean, they need to bring back the Babylon Bee because they weren't even reporting fake news. They were reporting news that seemed fake but was actually real. Yes, it's a satirical website, but it's like they even said in an interview, they don't even have to make this shit up anymore. It used to be something that it was easy to make up and kind of pull a rib or something on someone. Nowadays, it's like reality is stranger than fiction, for sure. So I don't know what's really going to change. We might get an edit button. There might be a couple of captchas or something like that. I don't know. That's really not going to be that big of a deal. And everybody's crying and screaming that they're not going to be able to post this or that the truth isn't going to be told. You know what? First thing they need to do is they need to get rid of that damn COVID tab on the search thing to where you can't scroll over because they put... If you notice this, if you're on your phone and you scroll with your left thumb, you do it about mid-screen. And anything that they don't want you to pass over, they put a swipeable story slot in the middle of your screen so that you can go through the trending and the For You section. But as soon as you hit that COVID tab, they've got that fucking thing in the middle and it's like you're scrolling through it. You're forced to look at it and then you have to touch either the bottom or the very top to get it to tab over. So ridiculous. They need to get rid of that thing. Nobody cares anymore. We all learned for the last 2 years our names, numbers, and colors and how to, you know, stick baggage in the overhead compartments, whatever. But they need to get rid of it. It's not such an important thing now that it needs to have a highlighted area. In fact, what I am most concerned about, for good or bad, is them taking away or hiding or shadow banning things that people are talking about. So, in other words, when the war in Ukraine first started, there were a few OSINT people, former operatives and whatnot, that were on the ground, and they were taking video of the destruction and the bombs and what planes were flying overhead. But they weren't filming Ukrainian soldiers or their vantage points. They were just showing the destruction for Russians, and Russia complained and got them banned because it was like against Mother Russia. You weren't allowed to say that. So they took all those things off, and then all of a sudden the information started disappearing. And even the same thing, there was something that came out where they're saying the one of the things that was on the infamous laptop, Hunter's laptop, was video of the president naked whipping some Asian girl on a fantasy island. And nobody believed it until the video actually surfaced. And the minute it hit the internet, it was scrubbed. Went to the dark web. Couldn't find it. If you type in Naked Biden in Twitter, it's scrubbed. You can't find it. However, if you type in Naked Biden, go to latest instead of top tweet, you'll see someone who's found it before it gets scrubbed, and then you can see the pictures, and it's him. It really is. You get to see the president naked, standing there, looking like fucking Mr. Burns from The Simpsons, with some Thai girl next to him. I mean, maybe it's a Thai boy. I don't know. I don't judge. We're all inclusive these days. And then apparently, I haven't seen the video, but apparently in the video, it's of her being tied up and being whipped by Joe Biden before his presidency, or maybe during his vice presidency. I don't know. The guy's been in politics for 138 years. So sometime during his political career, there is a video out there of him doing things. But oh, no. Some of you right now, you're like, but Trump said grab him by the pussy. Okay, well, that was locker talk, as he even described it. And what person hasn't talked like that? So get over it, I guess. The only thing I've seen, unfortunately, was a naked picture of Trump. Somebody, he was getting spray tanned, and they took a picture of him standing there getting spray tanned and, you know, showed his minuscule weapon, which, I'm sorry, he's a bigger guy. The fatter you get, the more you get a happy turtle that sucks in. It happens to the best of us. Whatever. I'm not speaking from experience, but you know what? That happy turtle becomes a tortoise real goddamn quick if it needs to be. So, yeah, way more information than you needed on that one, but still, all these things were being taken off of social media that we couldn't see. Even during the, Bureau of Land Management movement, when all the riots and things with BLM, they were scrubbing a lot of things that it didn't want you to see because it portrayed them in a bad light. Well, motherfuckers were ransacking Target. In fact, I still remember the one video of everybody just destroying the place. You see this one kid walking out with a Star Wars Lego set. It was like, I'm Leonardo DiCaprio with the cigarette and the Coors Light pointing at the screen like, that motherfucker, that's him. That's who I'd be. That's good for him. First thing I'd do, I'd go in and steal like that Death Star. But I'm sorry. My only comment on that at this moment is if I felt my people were being oppressed, destroying a Target wouldn't make me feel any better. I'm just saying. And someone else could be like, oh, but the insurrection, no, the January 6th, the evil people on the right wing were called by the President Trump to get there and take over Congress. Oh, my God, what happened? A bunch of liberals got scared and shit themselves. One person died, and they still don't know that he called it. I don't think it did. It was, for the most part, a peaceful protest, but hey, whatever, you know. They weren't breaking no windows and setting things on fire and robbing a convenience store for some Cocoa Puffs. I don't know what was going on there. In fact, it scared them to death. That's why they're still talking about it. Because the Freedom Convoy, the insurrection as they call it, all this stuff showed them, we're not going to take it. And even Dee Snider, he had to take to Twitter to say, that is not why he wrote that song, which is oddly enough almost the exact reason everybody would want to listen to it for. So, I don't know. You know what? People are very odd and very opinionated, but you know what? They should be. I want you to complain about the important issues in your life. And if you happen to rally hundreds of people behind you, good for you. If I don't agree with it, I'm going to post my response or my opinion and rally my people behind me. That doesn't mean we're going to meet a five-finger death punch wall of doom in the middle and duke it out like the Civil War, because nobody does that anymore, unless you live in Portland. Calm down. Seriously, coming from me, that's like the strangest thing you should ever hear coming out of my mouth, knowing my history, my anger issues, the way I talk to people, look at people, and do things in security now. The fact that I would be the one to tell other people to calm down is hysterical. Because I'm the first one to blow my top. Yeah. It really isn't a big deal. Somehow people think that when they lose control or their leader of choice is no longer in power, that the world is going to end. And for the most part, it hasn't. But the ones that they warned us about is not where the world ended. We're having issues with that, with the people that was supposed to be the saviors. This is still the worst year that I've had. I think actually 2009 was a big crash where all the bands stopped getting hired, and the economy was down. It was a real shit time. I think Bush or whoever was in office gave us like a $50 or $100 stimulus extra on our taxes, and we're all like, woohoo, steak dinner, you know? Because back then you could actually buy a steak dinner for less than $50. But it's not that big of a deal, people. It really isn't. Nothing's going to change. They just, if anything, you should be relieved. Because for better or worse, all these shit posters are going to be able to say whatever they want. And all these liberals are going to be able to say whatever they want. And all these conservatives are going to be able to say whatever they want. But you know what else? It also means you're going to be able to post your artwork. You're going to be able to post your favorite figure. You could post a picture of your girlfriend naked and charge $2.99 a month on OnlyFans if you want to. I don't give a fuck, but you can do it because it's allowed. And it kind of always was. But I guess because somebody that people don't agree with is now the owner of Twitter, it's time for riots and panicking and to attack Walgreens. I don't know. I think that's what people do these days, right? You know, it's just funny because when that shit was going on, there wasn't a damn exclusive in the whole fucking thing. Imagine being able to finally riot and you're just like a Fig Lifer or some other kind of figure collector or a CHC guy. And you're like, fuck, I'm going for the prism cards or I'm going right straight to the back and see. Imagine being a rioter or winning one of those game shows where you go on a shopping spree and you're still picking through shit. Ah, the face app isn't good on this one. Oh man, you know what? There's like a scuff on the painting of this thing. I don't think I'm good at it. Like, bitch, it's a riot, grab and go. That's what it's supposed to be. You never been in a fucking riot or a looting situation. You ain't played Grand Theft Auto appropriately. Fucking A, people. So it's really not going to be that big of a deal. I think things will work out for the better. I think everyone will be allowed to say what they want. And I, for one, would love to see someone get rid of these fact checkers. And they're like, we're doing it to save your life because these are the rules and the laws with COVID. Well, motherfucker, you don't like us anyway, so let us die. I don't want to be on this planet anymore than the rest of you fuckers. So having to deal with all this shit is like way beyond the scope of my comprehension these days that I don't even give a fuck anymore. Bring on the apocalypse and the zombies. It is time for an apocalypse. And did it happen? No. We're just going to go broke and homeless. So ridiculous. Little side note now. Let me speak on this. The whole Amber Heard, Johnny Depp situation. Baffling yet again, because I thought everybody would have gone to the side of Amber Heard and claimed that he was a drugged out rock star, liberal type guy and toxic masculinity. But everyone's so in love with Johnny Depp that they're on his side, which from the stories that I'm hearing, I wasn't there. I can't judge. I don't know these things. But you know what? From what I understand, Amber Heard seems like your average normal female. Which also means your average normal female is psychotic as fuck. I mean, some of the things in the outlandish shit that they're talking about that Amber Heard has done, I've witnessed. You don't think, I mean, how many, someone shitting in your bed, I mean, that happens. If you drink too much, you get the whiskey shits. If you do cocaine, it's usually cut with, hopefully not fentanyl, you'd be dead, but it's usually cut with laxative, and you're going to shit the bed. Or if, I don't know, you blow your wife's ass out with your giant 6-inch tuna can girthed cock, she's going to shit the bed for a week after you destroy that bunghole. So you know what? I don't know what to tell you. But I've also seen the malicious kind. I have. I'll tell you, this is Oh, the psycho that was too young for me, that we ended up getting a house together to fix the relationship, and then I was on the road and found out that my house was being evicted and they had to move out that day and all that kind of shit. I'm hearing these stories now because if I would have heard them back then, I'd have been on the FBI's Most Wanted. But I'm hearing them now and I'm laughing at them. The things that my family had to go through to fix up that house because of what she had done, she had apparently microwaved cat shit so that it exploded all over the kitchen. She would smear barbecue sauce all over the place, let the cat destroy the carpet. I think she even pissed on the floor is what they're guessing, because obviously a cat couldn't piss that much. These are things that normal females do. So it should come as no surprise that Amber Heard is being accused of doing these things. And every dude in that courtroom should just be like, I believe it. I believe it. I don't know of a single female that hasn't threatened to cut off some dude's dick. So he should be thankful that it's his finger. Women are evil and they're terrible. People are terrible in general, but more so in the manipulative type are women these days. It used to be the 80s male. Now it's the modern woman, or the modern identified as women. Ooh, are we going to go there? Nah, we'll do that next episode. So I'm not surprised at all. But the conversations we need to have now is how toxic women are. Jada, Amber Heard, a lot of these people that are out there trying to change your opinions and your minds, they need to go. You know, I don't know why this just popped in my head, but I'll go ahead and say it anyway. There's good people and bad people on both sides. There's good liberals, there's bad liberals. There's good conservatives, and there's bad conservatives. Bad conservatives could be your pastor who, you know, will finger a 5-year-old boy or something like that and be all pious and look like he's godsend the rest of the week. And then the good kind are the ones that are bad, just want to have a souped up truck and hang a ball sack from it, wear their camouflage hats, go fishing on the weekend, and crush Bush Light on their forehead. Like, they have the good and the bad liberals too. You know, I mean, I think Ellen DeGeneres, I don't ever hear her name in a bad light. I think she's probably one of the good ones. She's gay. She lives her life. She's happy. She doesn't tell anyone else how to live their life and try and keep them from living their life. She doesn't go up there and smash it in your face that she's gay. Elton John does the same thing. Like, he's been gay. Rob Halford, the same thing. Fuck, he's been gay forever. But speaking of Rob Halford, I just saw that movie on Netflix, Lords of Metal, and the kid is having a little hot tub makeout session, and he starts to daydream or fantasize, and then like Kirk Hammett and the guy from Anthrax and Ian, sorry, I'm ashamed I didn't know that. But then it's a guy and a girl in the hot tub, but then Rob Halford shows up to give relationship advice, and you're like, wait a minute, it's not lightsaber on lightsaber. What would he know about relationships? And then, of course, it's scripted, but he ended up giving the best monologue as to, you know, if you really care about this person, you should not be with this whore in the hot tub. It's the abridged version. So, like, there's good and bad people on both sides. You don't have to stereotype and be racist against someone else because you don't agree with them. And it also means that you shouldn't block them or block them from other people because you don't agree with them. So I'm hoping this is a change for the better. I'm hoping with Elon Musk, which is a very strange name, by the way. And I've never heard him talk, and I finally heard him talk today, and it was like, are you fucking British? Like, I almost wanted to block him, but I didn't. Because it's free speech. So I'm excited for the future. And I'm hoping, you know what's healthy? Just like this podcast for me, it's healthy to vent. It's very important that you have an outlet without being shunned or shut down or being told not to speak, that you have your voice heard. It's very important. If it's a relationship or a job or something, your voice is important. I agree with that. Most of the commercials where people say your voice is important is saying only if you belong to this subgroup of something that stands for something else. That's incorrect. Everyone's voice should be heard. The MAGA hat wearing hippies all the way down to the punker fucking liberals. Everybody needs to have their opinions heard. Even if you say something racist, even if you say something mean, or you call out somebody, or you say something stupid, you know what? Do it. You deserve the hate that you get back because they're allowed the free speech to retort to you. It's healthy. It's communication. And if you get it all out, I actually think the world would be a better place if everybody just argued and vented to each other without telling everyone they're wrong, getting them their shadow banned or their account canceled. And that's the next thing that needs to go. Twitter has been a good and a bad thing for a lot of years now because we found a lot of criminals. I think we found that Boston Bomber or a few other people on the run because people were tweeting out and the entire world was looking for the guy and they found this dude hiding in a boat under a tarp in someone's driveway. So that happened because of Twitter. But Gina Carano getting fired also happened because of Twitter. And a lot of canceled people, Roseanne, all these people, because they said something mean on Twitter and cancel culture went after them. Does it hurt you to have to watch a show of somebody you don't like? You know what you could do is not watch that show. If you got an issue with Hulk Hogan, even after all these years, stop fucking watching wrestling. No one's forcing you to watch wrestling. But I, for one, enjoyed the reboot of Roseanne. I thought it was a wonderful show. It was good to see everyone again. And I know some of these people are flaming liberals and want their opinions heard. I didn't care. That's not why I was watching the damn show. I don't care what Meryl Streep said. It was nice to see her head get chewed off at the end of that movie on Netflix where she's running through naked and, God, what was that? Don't Look Up or something like that. That was hysterical. I don't care what her opinions are. This is something that, instead of banning Will Smith from the Grammys at Oscars or whatever the fuck that was now, they need to not have those award ceremonies. Because nobody gets up there and thanks Jesus anymore. They all come up and, don't bit milk from cows. It hurts the cows and traumatizes them. Thank you very much. Nobody gives a damn. What does that fucking have to do with your goddamn Oscar for the Joker? Shut the fuck up, Joaquin Phoenix, and your fucking hair lip. No one wants to see your shit anymore. Great movie. Don't give a fuck about cows. That's why they were put on Earth to begin with. Fucking A, people. I think they need to get rid of it. I don't, honestly, once you get to the point where you need a blue check, I don't think you need to be on social media because you've already made it. We don't need to verify that you're a dick. Or that you're a celebrity. We know. You're going to be in every movie, on every talk show, on every late night talk show, and on radio and podcasts, and people are going to talk about you. We don't need to hear your fucking opinions. But you know what? Free speech. Go ahead. Say what you want, but we can still think you're a flaming retard for doing that. Oh, fuck. You can't say that anymore, can you? Can I say retard? No, you can't. That's good. Sorry, I almost got canceled for that. No, you're not allowed to say retard anymore. Oh, my God. You know, I've never called a retard before. They just don't deserve that. I'm sorry. That's fucking mean. No, I've never actually called someone with an ailment or a mental illness or Down syndrome or anything like that. I've never called them a retard. I've called people a retard because, to me, that's like calling him an idiot or, you know, the village idiot. It just, those are too many syllables. I'd rather just call you a retard. I guess you can't do that anymore. They take everything away from you except for free speech. So Anywho, that's my little blurb on Twitter, which has been a lot more. In fact, my custom figure stuff is only on Twitter these days, and I may make excess amounts of things from my club available to the public and see if the algorithm hasn't changed to where now I can actually get some good business from everybody. So we'll see. I'm hoping for the best. But the thing is, fuck, man, speak your mind. Just don't tell someone else that they're wrong and then try and stop them from speaking their mind, because that's wrong. It is what it is. Stay safe and sane. I'm going to finish my coffee, play a little Elder Scrolls Online, and take my day off, because I got a busy week. Not only am I back to bouncing and running shows, I'm back to playing music, so I will be there at a lot of venues around town. I'm sure I'll have plenty of groupie stories and funny stories and instances from that, so stay tuned, and I'm still going to keep up with the artwork, and I'm looking at opening back up for commissions and all sorts of stuff in May, if I haven't been canceled already. Fuck that. If I ever get canceled, I'll just be a political cartoonist.